The U.S. Senate yesterday unanimously approved General David Petraeus to serve as the next commander of U.S. and allied forces in Afghanistan. His appointment came as lawmakers voted to block billions of dollars in aid to Kabul because of allegations about corruption. Lydia O'Kane reports.
David Petraeus is a four-star general who has now been given the task of commanding U.S. and allied forces in Afghanistan following his handling of the conflict in Iraq with positive results. U.S. President Barack Obama praised the Senate for its swift confirmation, but at an event in Wisconsin, he said the U.S. military is only part of the Afghan puzzle.
And now the question is, all right, can we get the civilians to come in to work with the local governments to improve the situation? And a lot of times, that civilian side of it has been under-resourced.
David Petraeus, who was confirmed in a 99-0 vote on the Senate floor, is seen by some analysts as Obama's last and best hope to salvage the Afghan mission after the previous commander was sacked 1 week ago. The appointment of Petraeus comes as U.S. lawmakers become frustrated and angry over reports of corruption in Afghanistan's government. Just hours after the general was confirmed, lawmakers in a House of Representatives subcommittee voted to block nearly $4 billion in aid to Kabul because of allegations about corruption and donor aid leaving the country. David Petraeus is credited with pulling Iraq back from the brink of all-out sectarian warfare as commander there until 2008. But he is well aware of the job he faces in his new post, warning that things could get worse before they get better, as demonstrated by the attack by the Taliban on Wednesday on a NATO airbase in Jalalabad. I'm Lydia O'Kane.